Blog Talk Radio.
It feels so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I failed, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you. Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Yeah. Oh, but I'm still here. Oh, with my life. So, for my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, God, no, it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me thank you for. I know it was you, God. I just want to take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life.
Amen, amen. Truly, I don't know about you this afternoon, but I certainly thank God for my life. I thank him for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. I thank him for another opportunity to just lift up my voice and give him praise. Truly, we take so many things for granted. We take even our next breath for granted. We just think that, hey, it's supposed to happen. It's something that normally just happens. But I tell you, every moment today, we should be thankful because we don't know when we will take our last breath. Some didn't make it over today. You still have so probably tore up from the floor up because of the Super Bowl, you know, the celebration. We celebrate everything but Jesus. Amen. But I'm reminded of my Bible, and it says, as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Lord. I just thank God that I'm rooted and grounded in him, and I certainly would like to encourage each of you all to stay rooted and stay grounded. And if you're not rooted and if you're not grounded, this is the day. The Bible says, the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen. I want to read into your hearing today Psalm 1. And it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf, also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That's the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Verse 4 said, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. The Lord know your way, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Hey, hallelujah. I'm so glad that I know who I am. I'm so glad that I know I have a Lord and Savior that cares for me. Hey, he keeps on proving himself each and every day. The songwriter saying, keeps on going. Great things for me. And I pray that he's doing the same for each and every one of you. Amen, amen. We'd just like to greet you again in the awesome, matchless name of Jesus. We thank God for another opportunity to come on New Destiny Ministry, a time of reflection, and have some wonderful, sweet fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. We're not on this line to debate. We're not on this line to argue. We're not on this line to cause any friction. But we're here to encourage. We're here to inspire. We're here to enhance and enrich and empower souls to pursue their destiny. How many know we have a destiny in Christ Jesus? Amen. Amen. So we have been having a wonderful, wonderful time on this broadcast. I am so excited about what God is doing. This is our third week. Hey, third week going into the book of Acts. And our destiny focus has been the Acts of the Apostles. And we're just so excited to continue on with this series. This is not something I conjured up. This is something the Lord spoke in my spirit. Amen. And I was so glad and so honored when he allowed me to invite you all to come and participate in this series by speaking a word to the people of God. And even those that don't know the Lord, you know the Bible say also, God say all souls are his. The soul that sinned is his, and the soul that his obedience to him is his. Amen. So we have a wonderful speaker today with us. And with no further ado, we're going to get right on into this word of God on today. And this young man hails out of the Bay Area. Amen. Amen. And I think I met him about 2.5 years ago, somewhere in that ballpark. But anyway, this is Minister Michael Davis, and this is just a little short bio on him. Minister Michael Davis was called to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ in November 1995. He is a native of California. He began official ministry at Acts Full Gospel in Oakland, California in 1996. He has continued as an evangelist on the Shiloh Christian Fellowship of Oakland, California. As he matured in ministry, he was also blessed to serve as a volunteer with Benny Hinn Ministries, and currently he is still serving in that capacity today. Minister Davis travels nationwide. As other doors of ministry open in Florida, Indiana, South Carolina, Chicago, Georgia, and also the Washington, D.C. area. He has witnessed souls set free and has seen the hand of the Lord's deliverance with miracles, signs, and wonders following. His sincere desire is to see the souls of men liberated by the Holy Spirit and physical miracles taking place. He says, we have the authority and the power that have been given to us in the name of Jesus. Currently, he is under the pastoralship of Bishop Cox in Fairfield, Tucson, Fairfield Tucson Christian Center. Amen. So with no further ado, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others our speaker for this hour, and that is Minister Michael Davis. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, O thou woman of God, and greetings to all of the saints of God and all of those who co-labor with me in the gospel. I bless God for you. I thank God for you tuning in. Let's open up with prayer and believe Jesus Christ for miracles to take place in our lives. Let's ask him to open our ears, our heart, and our understanding in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the authority of the name of Jesus. We bless you and we thank you for these, your people, who you have gathered to hear your word. We ask you, Jesus, to speak to your people. Make it simple, the gospel. Make it plain where a child can understand it. Lord, give us your anointing and your power that it might destroy every yoke and remove every burden. Because you are God and God alone, there is none beside you. We thank you right now for what you're going to do. We have faith and expectation and hope to receive a word that will encourage us, that will help us take the next step in you, so that we will obey you in all that you command us to do. Father, we ask you to release the anointing. We bind you, Satan, in Jesus' name. We cast you out and command you to go in the authority of the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we loose you to have full control and full reign over these airwaves and in the hearts and the minds of men everywhere in the authority of the name of Jesus. I thank you for healings, those who are sick in their body, those who are sick and experiencing pain. We ask for healing to take place even as the word is being taught on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. We rebuke the spirit of heaviness. We command it to go. In Jesus' name, amen. We go into the book of Acts, chapter 10, and I'm going to read a few scriptures and then explain them as the Holy Spirit gives me. Glory to God. Acts chapter 10, we're reading verse 1. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodged with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou shalt do. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants, and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto him, he sent them to Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on their journey, he drew nigh unto the city. Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. The first thing we see here, saints of God, is we see a man who is a centurion, who is of the Italian band, or a Roman, Rome, Italy. He was an Italian. He was a devout man, the word of God tells us, and he feared God, him and his whole house. He prayed and he gave alms to the poor, money to the poor, to help support the poor Jews in that province or in that region. But the Holy Spirit opened my heart and my eyes and my understanding to reveal something to me. He revealed that even though this man feared God and he prayed and gave alms, he was yet under the law. And under the law, as you well know, there is no salvation under the law. That's why Jesus had to come. Under the law, there is only condemnation. Under the law, there is only bondage because no one could keep the law. The law was set up so that it could be revealed that men had sinned and had the need of a Savior. The law was in place to show man that he could not live according to the law, that he had to have help from someone who was greater than him to show him that the law could be kept, and there was only one who kept the law and was perfect, and that was Jesus Christ. If I had a title for the message today, I would say it would be Transition from the Law to Grace. Glory to God. For under grace are we saved. It's not of works, lest any man should boast, but it's by the very grace of God. We don't save ourselves. We did not choose ourselves to be saved. We didn't say, God, I'm telling you that today I'm going to get saved. No, it was not us, but it was God that chose us to become saved, to become born again. He said, none that the Father hath given me, no man can pluck them out of my hand. Glory to God. So we see a centurion man, even though he's praying, even though he's seeking God, even though he's keeping the things of the law by giving alms to the poor, unless we are born again by the water and the Spirit, We cannot enter the kingdom of God. There are a lot of people who are going to church today, and they say, well, my name is on the roll, or I have shaken the pastor's hand, or I've sat down when they put the chairs out to open the doors of the church. But unless you have the experience of the Holy Ghost and are born again by the water and the Spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of God, which means you cannot comprehend it. You cannot understand it, because the kingdom of God is not natural. The kingdom of God is spiritual. The kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So we see the situation where God in his divine wisdom, after the disciples were in the upper room and they were anointed by the Holy Spirit, they had one assignment: to go and make disciples of all men. After they received the Holy Spirit, it was their responsibility then to go and share this experience of Jesus Christ and him crucified with the world, so that they too might be saved, that they too might experience the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We see that God had to deal with Peter in such a way. When he was about to eat food, God allowed him to fall into a trance so that he could receive a revelation of this next assignment that God was about to give him. Because Peter still was operating in some of his in some areas of his life under the law. He was saying that, well, me being a Jew, it's forbidden for me, according to the law, to go into a non-believer's house, or into an Italian's house, or into a Gentile's house. But God was saying, not so, Peter. I have something else I want to show you. I have a new dimension of ministry for you. I have a new revelation for you. I have something that you have not experienced before that I want to show you, and that it is from God. So as Peter was up on the house, according to the scriptures, he had a vision, and then I'll continue to read to explain what that vision was in verse 11. Thank you, Jesus. And as he was in the trance, verse 11, he saw heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners, and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What God had cleansed, that call not thou common. Verse 16, This was done thrice or three times, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. There are times when God deals with us about revelation, or moving into a new dimension of ministry, or even dealing with people in such a way that is his way, according to grace, and not under legalism or the law. We don't lord over the people, because we don't do as the Pharisees have done. But God said, the greatest among you, he shall be your servant. Glory to God. As Jesus wrapped himself with the towel, and he bowed himself and humbled himself, even as God in the flesh, glory to God, he washed the feet of his disciples to show them how leadership actually functions, how leadership actually works. He said, I'm not going to only tell you, but I'm going to show you by example how to lead my people into liberty, into freedom, and lead them out of bondage, glory to God, by serving and not by lording over the people. Give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. So Peter then had to have a deeper revelation of the will of God. The will of God is unfolded as we develop and mature in Christ. The will of God is not revealed all at one time, because we cannot handle it. There are times when people try to rush and accomplish things in God, but God is saying, be still and know that I'm God, and let him unfold the revelation. And as he unfolds the revelation, he will then anoint you to accomplish the task that he has set before you to do. And he will bring confirmation to let you know that it is of God. So Peter had to be told three times by the Lord that this thing that you are seeing is of me. And there are often times when God gives us such revelation that we've never experienced or seen before. And we'll question, is it God? Is that a move of God? Is that the Spirit of God speaking to me? Is that the Holy Spirit revealing this to me? But if God has to reveal it to you three times, my brothers and sisters, even those of you who are not saved, God calling you into his kingdom, he's pulling at the heartstrings of your heart to call you to come and to serve him and to give your life up and to accept his life, because his life is eternal life. And your life, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of that way is the way of death. And that's not what you want. You want eternal life through Jesus Christ. And he is the only one, for there is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So thank you, Jesus. As Peter was a little hardened in his heart because of legalism and because of tradition, the tradition of men, my God, the tradition of men make the law of God or the word of God of non-effect. Men and women of God, my brothers and sisters and co-laborers in the gospel, I tell you the truth. When we come out of legalism, when we come out of teaching the people the law, we have to teach the people that Christ fulfilled the law, and in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and through the Holy Spirit we have the authority to do everything Jesus did as he walked on the face of the earth. Cast out devils, raise the dead, glory to God, cause miracles to take place. If there's healing that's needed in the church, if there's finances that's needed in the church, God has given us the authority through the Holy Spirit to call those things that be not as though they were. And we bring the people into liberty by setting them free. How? By the anointing. Luke 4:18 gives us clarity that Jesus came because he was anointed. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to do what? To set the captive free. The number one issue that Jesus had on his heart was to set men and women free from every type of bondage. There is no bondage in the Lord Jesus Christ. He came to bring us liberty. Amen? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So Peter was a little stubborn in his way. So God had to continue to deal with him three times concerning the things that were clean that Peter was calling unclean. We're not saying that Peter was off. We're simply saying that he had to mature to a level of development of the depths of God. The Bible says, deep calleth unto deep. So there are dimensions and there are certain depths in God that we have not yet experienced, but God is still calling us into deeper things of God to give us greater revelation of his kingdom and how it works. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And my Kodoboshata. In verse 16, this was done thrice, as I said, and the vessel was received up again in the heaven. In verse 17, now why Peter doubted. Look at that. After God revealed it to him three times, he still doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean. Behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made an inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. Verse 19. While Peter thought on the vision, still he was deciding in his heart, is this really God revealing this to me, and what does it mean? Women and men of God, I declare unto you in the authority of the name of Jesus that God is going to begin to deal with us on things that we have not yet experienced, to take us to a deeper level, to have greater miracles in the house of the Lord, to have a greater manifestation of God's glory, his Shekinah glory visiting us, so that the people will know without a shadow of a doubt, man had nothing to do with this. Glory to God. And as we continue to read, we'll see that only thing Peter did was speak the words of God, and the Holy Spirit did the work. My God from heaven, it's not by might nor by power, Zechariah 4:6, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So as Peter continued to doubt what the vision he had seen should mean, verse 17, part A, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made an inquiry of Simon's house before the day, and verse 18, and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was lodging there. Verse 19, while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing. So the Holy Spirit had to rebuke doubt out of the heart of Peter so that the will of God would be accomplished. Saints of God, I'm telling you right now, in the authority of the name of Jesus, remove doubt out of your heart. Rebuke the spirit of doubt when it tries to come. It's the enemy trying to contain you. But God says, I'm removing containment. I'm removing the walls so you can have total liberty, not partial liberty, but total liberty. So rebuke doubt when it tries to enter into your heart, when it tries to enter into your ministry, when it tries to enter into your mind. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. So in verse 21, then Peter went down with the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come? He still didn't fully understand it. Glory to God. And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, one that feareth God, of a good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by an angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee. Then called he them in and lodged them, and on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. So Peter had an entourage to go with him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And the morrow after, they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. Saints of God, let me tell you something. You must have the baptism of the Holy Spirit in order to fully understand God's kingdom. When the disciples followed Jesus Christ, he told them to go to Jerusalem and tarry in Jerusalem and wait until you be endued with power from on high. I'm talking to the young preachers out there. God may have called you, but you have to wait to be sent. You cannot go on your own just because you got a call. The call brings you into preparation. You have to wait until you're endued with power and authority from God, or you will mess up the people, or you will lead them into error, or you will lead them into apostasy. You have to wait until the fullness of the Holy Ghost comes upon you so that you can be a witness of Christ. A witness means a person who does the same work as the one who sent him.
My
God from heaven. My God. There's a lot of young preachers. Yes, you have the gift of exhortation. You have the gift to preach. But gifts and callings come without repentance. Young preachers, let me tell you the truth. You can operate under a gift and not even be anointed. In other words, God will anoint the office, but your own life may not even be anointed. And you will cause some to become a castaway because you've gone ahead of God because of the gift. You have to wait for the power. Jesus himself did no ministry. Jesus himself did no work until the Holy Ghost descended upon him after he was baptized in the River Jordan. He did not immediately go out and begin to do the work of the kingdom. He waited for the Holy Spirit to fully clothe him, to fully power him, empower him before he began to do the work of the Father, because it was not him himself, it was the Holy Spirit that he yielded to and surrendered to in all things. And if Jesus himself had to fully yield and fully surrender to the work of the Holy Spirit and the leadership of the Holy Spirit, what about us? What about us? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And there are people who need to be set free, and there's only one entity, the Holy Spirit, that can set the people free. It's not us. It's the power, the authority of the Holy Spirit, according to Isaiah 10 and 27. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory, Lord. Now, as we continue in the scripture, in the word of God, verse 23, then called he in and lodged them. No, let's go to 24. And the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them and called them together, his kinsmen and near friends. Verse 25. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshiped him. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up, I myself also am a man. This lets me understand that Peter had to see the glory of God. Cornelius had to see the glory of God on Peter. There's no other reason that a man would bow before another man, not because he was a Jew and Cornelius was a Gentile, because Cornelius had a position of authority. He was a centurion. He had 100 men under him, and he said, go this way, and they would go. He said, go that way, they would go. He would command them because he was a man of authority. But he had to see the glory of God on Peter because he bowed at the feet of Peter when he walked in. And saints of God, this is what God wants to put on our life, to wait and allow the Holy Spirit to fully indwell us, so that when we see unbelievers, they'll say, I see a light on you. I see something on you. What is that? And we can explain, it's Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Give you the glory. Verse 26, but Peter took him up, saying, stand up, I myself also am a man. Verse 27, and he said, and as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. His whole family and friends Cornelius had brought together in his home. Verse 28, and he said unto them, ye know how that it is unlawful, an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or to come unto one of another nation. But God had showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Peter just got the revelation. When he saw the sheep and the animals that had came down from heaven, and God had to minister him to him three times what this meant, and Peter still didn't understand it. He didn't comprehend what God was saying to him. And as he even left, and as the three men came to get him from Cornelius, he still doubted in his heart. But once he stepped into his house, he quoted the law. He said, it's unlawful for a Jew to even come into the house of a man who is of another nation. Then the Holy Ghost gave him revelation, as you can see it in the scriptures clearly. The Holy Ghost gave him a clear revelation, glory to God, that it was not lawful to keep company or come into another one who is of another nation. Said, but God had showed me, that's the revelation, that I should not call any man common or unclean. Verse 29, therefore came I unto you without gainsaying as soon as I was sent for. I asked therefore for what intent ye have sent me for. Verse 30, and Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thy alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. The angel couldn't preach the gospel. It's given unto God's people, his servants, that he has chosen to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I assure you, as we have waited on the Holy Spirit to indwell us and to rest upon us, when we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, the power of God will fall, because it's scriptural. When we preach the uncompromised word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. The power of God will fall because we are preaching not only a crucified Savior, but a risen Savior. My God from heaven. Woo! Glory. We're preaching a Jesus who has not only raised from the dead, but said, now all authority has been given unto me in heaven, in earth, and beneath the earth. And he has taken the keys of death, hell, and the grave. My God from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. And in Luke 10 and 19, he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the glory. In verse 34, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. Verse 37, that word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him, and we are witnesses of all these things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hang on a tree. That means the cross. Thank you, Jesus. Him God raised up the third day. There's the resurrection. And showed him openly, not to only the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even unto us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead, to prove that it was a full body resurrection, not just in spirit like some people try to teach, but a full body resurrection. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, the name of Jesus, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. How did they know? How did they know that the gift of the Holy Ghost fell upon them? Verse 46, for they heard them speak with tongues. My God, they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. My God, it looks like to me the Apostle Peter was commanding his servants that was with him to not only baptize them, but to baptize them in the name of Jesus. For at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. There is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved other than the name of Jesus. If we're saved under the name of Jesus, why should we not be baptized under the name of Jesus? Glory. Hallelujah. Woo! My God, my God, my God. Baptized in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus, when he came to earth, he said, if you've seen the Father, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He said that he and God are one. So we're not talking about a divided Christ. We're not talking about a divided kingdom. We're not talking about a Trinity. We're talking about the Godhead. There's only one God, and the name is Jesus. My God from heaven, the name is Jesus. Because in the name of Jesus, we cast out devils. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. Saints of God, we see clearly that it is of great necessity that the Holy Ghost be ministered to the people, that they receive the preaching of the resurrected Savior, Jesus Christ, so that the people of God will not just be church members, but they would be members of the kingdom of God. Glory to God. With the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue. And I know some people think that was just for then, but it wasn't just for then. It's for now, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the Lord, and he changes not. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. My God from glory. Don't fear what man is going to say. Fear what God is going to say. God has given us a responsibility as co-laborers in the gospel to make sure that the people are baptized, not just with water, but baptized in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. God from heaven, I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And Father, now I want to pray for the people who may be experiencing pain or sickness in their bodies. Father, according to your word in Isaiah 53:5, it says you were wounded for their transgressions. You were bruised for their iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes they are already healed. You went to the whipping post, and you took 39 stripes upon your back. And there are 39 categories of diseases that are known to man. And with each one of those stripes, it is a category, according to the American Medical Association, that because of those stripes, you are healed. We are healed. And now, oh, people who are experiencing pain and sickness in your body, be healed in the name of Jesus. Arise and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And those who are in need of financial miracles, we pray for you right now by faith in the name of Jesus. We rebuke.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
We rebuke doubt and unbelief. And we thank God that financial miracles would be released in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord, for financial miracles coming to your people, being received by your people. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And Father, right now, we pray against doubt and fear and unbelief. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We cast it out and command it to go as we worship you in spirit and in truth, as we worship you in spirit and in truth, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. I glorify your name. I magnify you. I lift you up. I exalt you. There is none like you. There is none like you. In Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you for this word. Oh, thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hikobo Shatta. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give you glory, Lord. Give you honor.
Thank you.
Give you praise. Give you praise. We thank you for destroying yokes. We thank you for removing burdens. People who are struggling with mortgages on their homes and in fear of losing their home.
Yes, Lord.
We bind that spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. For it is written, I have not given you the spirit of fear. Power, love, and a sound mind.
Sound mind.
Thank you, Jesus. that we loose mountain-moving faith right now.
In
the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is not written, fear not, I am with you.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Every place that the soles of your feet have trodden, haven't I already given them unto you?
Yes.
Fear not, I am with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's not doubt like Peter doubted, but let us believe with a sincere heart and enter into the rest of God, for it is not our works. It's the grace of God. It's not by might. It's not by power, but it's by the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, where were you when God created the heavens and the earth? Where were you when he told the seed to only go so far? Where were you when he put the seed of the trees and the plants into the ground? He didn't need you. He didn't ask your opinion. He didn't ask your recommendation. He didn't ask your suggestion. He didn't consult with you. The plan was laid before the foundations of the world.
Yes, yes.
For we were chosen in him before the world began. Did not God say, I know the plans and the thoughts I have for you? Plans to prosper you. Plans to give you a future and a hope and an expected end.
Yes.
We rebuke doubt and unbelief in the authority of the name of Jesus. My God from heaven. Ask, and it shall be given unto thee. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto thee. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, shall he not do it? If he spoke it, shall he not bring it to pass? My God from heaven, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. My God from heaven. Whew. Saints of God, we serve an all-creative, miracle-working, there's nothing impossible to those who believe God. There is nothing impossible unto him. Remember what the prophet Jeremiah said? What did he say? He said, with God, nothing is too hard for thee. Nothing is too hard for thee. My God from heaven, if you're experiencing struggling in any area of your ministry, commit that ministry unto the Lord. And sow a seed with that area of your ministry on it.
Come on, come on.
And watch what God will do.
Come on.
Commit that area of lack in your ministry unto the Lord. And sow a seed and write on that seed what you're asking God to do in that area of your ministry. And watch the Holy Spirit bring fruit where there is barrenness. If he produced a well of water for Hagar in the wilderness, who was not under the covenant, but the Bible said, I heard the cry of the child. It was Abraham's seed that he responded to, not Hagar, but he still provided a well of water for her in the wilderness. She was not under covenant, but God, because she was attached to one who was under the covenant, and actually the covenant was not even cut with Ishmael. It was only because it was the seed of Abraham.
That's right.
God provided a well of water for her in the wilderness. My God from heaven, you being under the covenant, not of Abraham, but under the covenant of the Lord Jesus Christ by the blood and the water and the cross and the resurrection, what more will he do for his own children? My God from heaven. He Koboshata. My God from heaven, I really feel a very unusual anointing here. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray that you loose the finances that the enemy has tried to hold up for months and even years in some cases. I pray that they be loosed now. In the authority of the name of Jesus, I rebuke lack. I rebuke disobedience in the name of Jesus. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And now it'll come forth.
Yes.
You humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you. He will raise you up. He will raise up those things that are needed for your life as we go before him and repent. God will open doors that no man can close.
Yes.
That no man can close. No member can close them. No other preacher can close them.
Nobody.
No other pastor can. No man can close them. When God says yes, no man can say no.
Yes.
My God from heaven. There's some things happening in the spirit. I feel it. I sense it. There's some things happening in the spirit. But lay down fear. All fear has to go. All fear has to go. All fear has to go. Fear and faith cannot operate under the same. And stop looking to man. Somebody is trying to get some financial things done, and they're looking to man. Stop looking to man, God says.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God.
Don't look to man as your resource.
Jesus.
It's not the banks. It's not the finance companies. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Didn't he say, the silver is mine and the gold is mine?
Oh,
all the cattle on a thousand hill are mine?
Yes.
Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father, I speak favor over your people now.
Yes, Father.
I speak favor. Favor that they didn't ask for. Favor that they didn't pray about. Favor that they don't even know about. Favor that they didn't anticipate. I speak favor over their lives in the authority of the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Glory to God.
Hey!
Glory to God. My God from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Who is the man of God that's on the line? What's your name, sir?
Well, Elder Gates have been with us from the beginning, Elder Gates.
Uh-huh.
And Apostle Johnson have just signed on a few minutes ago.
Glory to God. I hear his voice, and I hear that the things that he's trying to accomplish, God said he's going to go before him and accomplish those things for him. So all he has to do is walk into it.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Glory. My God, I know that's the Holy Ghost. I know it.
It is so.
Yes.
It is so.
My God, oh, Katore.
Ah, Shamaya.
Ah, Yakoro.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. And servant of the Lord, I would say unto thee by the Spirit of the Lord, don't worry.
Yes.
Don't worry.
Hey, reach a bit over.
Shoo! Devil! Shut up! Woo!
Yes, yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't worry. He kobo shata. Has he not done it before? Shall he not do it again?
Yes, sir.
Shata kobo shata. Shata ya. Oh, my God, from heaven. Boy, I really, that's powerful. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Thank
my God,
you, Lord.
My God. My God, from heaven. Thank you.
Have your way. Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
You are doing it. Yes, Lord. God, you're doing it. You're doing it.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for releasing your fire. The fire of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for releasing the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
oh, my Lord.
Oh, break it in.
Mm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Mm. God is about to loose them. He's about to loose them. Glory to God.
Yeah, yeah.
Things that have been tied up, he's about to loose them. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you. God is so good. Father, I thank you for what you've said and what you've done. One more instruction for you, my friends and my brothers and servants of the Lord. Begin to anoint your feet every day. Begin to anoint your feet every day. And watch what God will do and where he will begin to take you. Anoint your feet. Ah, yeah, shotoreka.
Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Anoint your feet. Jesus washed your feet with water. Now I say unto you, in the name of Jesus, anoint your feet with oil. Thank you for your anointing, Father. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, my God. Yes, I will. Yes. It is done. It is well. It is done.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And, Father, let this anointing that you're allowing us to experience be in their churches, be upon their ministries for the sake of your people, not that they would receive any glory, not that they would receive any honor, but that you would receive all the glory, that your people might be set free, that they would operate in the full 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, prophecy, divine wisdom, miracles, signs, and wonders, that all of these things will come upon them only because of the sake of your people and for the sake of your gospel and for your very name's sake. This I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your people would be completely set free, that they would be completely liberated because of the anointing. I thank you for releasing it and letting them walk in it for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God from heaven.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There's nothing to say, but thank you. I'm in your hand. I ain't tampering with that. Holy Ghost. I know the Holy Ghost. I know that, Lord. I don't believe it all. I just anointed my feet. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Before you did it, I felt the anointing all on my hands. Jesus.
Shut
your feet. I ain't tampering with that. That's the Holy Ghost work.
Hallelujah.
I receive it. That's all I can do is receive it. Thank you. Every word. Thank you. Every blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
My God from heaven.
Thank you, Lord. That's a holy thing. I can't touch that. That's holy. Thank you.
Shaka.
Holy. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Woman of God who is speaking now, can you hear me?
Yes.
What are you asking Jesus to do for you?
Glory to God.
Amen. Lord, give her double in the name of Jesus. Shakaraba sokokoriasa. Shakaraba. Yes, Lord. By power, nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Where he comes in and completely takes over, and we step back and yield to the Holy Spirit. For the church belongs to him.
Are his. Yes, Lord.
The people belong to him, not us. Mokato Rimanda.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, I love you.
We love you, Jesus. We love you.
Praise your wonderful. Your Lord, I adore you.
Thank you for your outpouring. Thank you for your outpouring.
Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. When we preach the resurrection, Jesus has an obligation to show up.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
He's obligated. He's obligated.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's obligated to visit his people. He's obligated to visit his people.
Yes, Lord.
It's his word. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Whew.
Oh, God, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Still praising God and still in the Spirit, and God is still touching.
Yes, yes, yes. It's an outpouring of His Holy Spirit.
The outpouring of His Spirit.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. My God from heaven.
Oh, my God. Divine, you're welcome to do so. All the lines are open right now.
Where's that pastor at again? Where's that man of God?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here. I just give honor to God for the words that you're speaking in my life. I know them to be true. There's so many things that God is doing. You know, I don't allow everybody to prophesy over my life because when I hear prophecy, I need it to be from God. I need it to be declared and know that it's from heaven. And truly, I know that the words that you declared on today were truly from God. I know that it wasn't Ezekiel, you know, as Ezekiel was trying to prophesy to the people and tell them the truth, he had a problem because all of those around him just wanted to emotionally fulfill people. Tell them they're going to get a new house, they're going to get a new car, they're going to get this. Prophecy comes to strengthen and to build up and to tear down. And it deals with past, present, and future tense. But it was online, man of God, to everything that God is doing in my life right now. In terms of my business, in terms of my personal life, in terms of everything that God is doing, that expectation is there. And just to hear him speak upon it today with that still voice that and give confirmation to what he's been speaking to me, you are certainly a true prophet of God. And I do honor God for every word that you've spoken today and uttered out of your mouth.
Beautiful.
Because this is the season. We were dealing last night.
Yes, sir.
Mother Spencer preached, and she did an awesome job, and she was talking about timing. And I also was talking to the people of God yesterday about timing. And everything is very critical in this period for us to decree and declare and to prophesy and to take back the things that the enemy thinks that he has, because it's our time. And I was telling the people of God that the Lord is my shepherd, as David said.
Yes.
He's my provider. He's my daddy. And you just come in today and you were declaring and decreeing and attacking things in the spirit that need to be torn down. And so I do honor God for everything and the way that he allowed you to go in warfare by this word today.
Yes, that's right.
To attack the enemy and to take the enemy down through the word, but and as well as taking him down through the word through spiritual warfare.
That's it.
And allowing the Holy Spirit to have his way. And so I do honor God and I give homage to God for everything that he said through you, because he's doing something mighty. And I'm telling you, man of God, he's about to make your name known in this nation. He's about to allow your name to just circulate all across this world, in different regions of this world. There's going to be a call and a need for you in Africa. I see a crusade in Africa. I see God doing it for you, man of God, because there is some word that you have of encouragement and word to break down the demonic
I see the where God has equipped you for the battle, to where witchcraft and demons and warlocks tremble.
Yes.
When you begin
yes.
to worship and when you begin to attack in the spirit. Oh, my God. I know that it's so. I know when I'm dealing with people that know how to fight in the spirit, because
that's
one thing he's equipped me with, is to be able to fight and to fight these demons and these warlocks that think that they have power. God of I just honor God for everything that he's doing in your life in this season. But know that your season has arrived.
My God.
Has arrived.
My God. Thank you, Jesus. I receive that. I receive that, brother. I receive that. And Father, I'm going to thank you for my brother, because you have tried his heart. And you have proven his heart. And you have found him faithful. And because you have found him faithful, now the doors will be open. And brother, let me just encourage you with this. As these new doors open, you're not only going to step in new doors, but you're going to step in a new dimension where there is a different anointing that's going to rest upon you. And this is going to be an anointing of rest. Jesus, thank you, Lord. This is going to be an anointing of rest, where now, because God knows what you have need of before you ask him, it's going to be kind of like 2 Chronicles 20, where you no longer have need to fight in this battle. The anointing that's going to rest upon you is going to be an anointing where all you have to do is show up, and God's going to show out.
Come on.
You're no longer going to have to fight in the battle as it were in days of old, because God is giving you new equipment to work with, and that's the word of your mouth.
Yeah.
Mm. And as you speak the word, it shall come to pass. If you say peace, peace will be still. So God is going to now make it easier for you. As you enter your latter years, God wants you to enter into a rest, his rest. Thank you, Jesus.
My Lord.
Thank you. Lord, I thank you for the word of wisdom. I thank you for this man of God. I thank you for the love that he has in his heart for you and for your people. And Lord, bless him with everything that he has coming to him, everything that has his name on it. Bless him with it. Give him favor. And I thank you for surrounding him with people that have your heart. In Jesus' name. Amen. Love you, brother. What's your name?
My name is Apostle Johnson, Tim Johnson. I just honor God for you, sir, and thank you so much again. I love your humble spirit as well, to where we're just humble before God and just letting him have his way. My God, for every word that you spoke and declared on today,
yeah.
Because we know that God is unleashing the greatness in this hour in my life.
Yes, sir.
And everything
yes.
that you're seeing is just total manifestation. It's total restoration in this hour of everything that's been lost. It's been recovered. It's been restored. And, I mean, it's amazing. And I just thank God for you.
Wow, you got a beautiful spirit, brother. I just want to encourage you with that. You have a beautiful spirit. You have a beautiful heart. May God bless your family and your legacy that you shall leave. May God do things that, you know, are not even on your radar at this point. They're not even on your radar. I have not seen. ear have not heard, neither have it entered the hearts of men, the things that God have prepared for you, my brother. Something?
Who do you want? Prophetess Faith?
Oh, yes. Prophetess Faith.
Yes. God bless you. How are you?
Oh, just blessed in the Lord. As I said earlier, there's nothing I can say of, and the Holy Ghost is moving. It's His move.
Yes. Yes.
I don't want to touch that which is holy unto God. I'm just overwhelmed. Just filling my cup up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As leaders, we need this ourselves. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
We really do, man of God. As leaders, we do need this. Hallelujah. To be refreshing. With the fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit outpouring. I know I needed it today.
Yes. Mm.
Glory to God. I thank God.
God has given you great wisdom and great ability to counsel by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. God has given you an anointing of wisdom and an anointing of counsel according to Isaiah 11:2. For the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of counsel and the spirit of might and the spirit of fear of the Lord. Whew. Whew. Shakaba.
Whew. Yes.
Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Come
on. Oh,
you have a great ability. You know, God has given you insight. That's why you operate also under the office of the prophetess. But there's a strong anointing for wisdom and counsel.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Because the advice that you're giving is not from you, it's from God Himself.
Yes,
yeah, it's you. Shaka bo sate. Ore manda. Ore to God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
my God from heaven. My God from heaven. Ah, my God. This stuff needs to be put in a book. This needs to be put in a book.
Yeah.
It's got to be put in a book. Before you leave this earth, it's got to be put in a book. Yeah, it's got to be put in a book before you leave the earth.
Yeah.
My God. Even
Lord.
Thank you. Father, bring the people together. Bring the finances together.
Yes.
So that what you have given her can be released in pages.
Yes.
In a book. So that those of us who have not been given that great gift can read it, learn, understand, and grow thereby.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for this now.
Thank you, Father.
Even as we speak, we thank you that it's done.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. God be the glory.
My God.
To God be the glory.
Yes, 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 yes. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, precious. Thank you, Lord.
God is good.
God is good.
Oh, yes, He is.
Well, Mother, I'm done. Is there anyone else?
I just wanted to confirm when you said I was told several times when they ordained me in Washington, D.C., apostle, ministry in Guyana, South America, said that the Lord said, woman of God, there's a great vast of wealth, of knowledge of wealth that's inside of you, and it needs to be put in a book. I'm amazed.
Wow.
I'm amazed at my counsel, myself. I'm just elated at times when the Holy Spirit allows me to counsel with you. I go away stunned. You know, I know that it's not me. It's not me.
Yeah, it's not you.
Not me.
Oh, it's not you, but God has chosen to use you. And if at all possible, I don't know if you're dealing with a young ladies group or a young women's group, but if at all possible, try to gather the young women together and deposit and impart into them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I have a group called the Lord's Anointed Women in Covenant. That He told me to begin this year to mobilize and put it together again and do it even on the internet conference lines and have a conference once a month online on this internet, you know, with calls.
Yes.
You have in your hand, and I have a Prayer Mountain Ministry online on the conference calls, and He told me today to do that.
God from heaven.
Some days now to build that up and gather the women and begin to equip them. I just spoke that to Apostle Johnson, I believe, last night.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He's going to actually grow it a little faster than you think. So put your seatbelt on. Because he's about to take you for a ride.
My God.
Man, shut
like the Shulamite woman told him, don't spare your driving. Stay in the chariot.
Stay in the chariot. That's right.
He's going to be going fast, and just stay in the chariot to God be the glory. I receive that.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. My God. Thank you,
Jesus. And I want to confirm, I don't know if Apostle remember last night, but he said to me that his message was that he is, the Lord is, and he is, and that God will lead us all to a place of rest. He's leading us. I'll lead you to green pastures, to still pastures. And so when you said that God was leading him to a new level, a place of rest, I think he spoke that on his own life last night. That I'm a scribe, so I'm writing down everything and confirming those books. I have at least four books already written. When you said to find it's a matter of getting that new computer I need, because I don't hold a lot I have now, and I'm in the process of doing that to get those books printed. I have them already, my friend. I sure do.
That's good. That's God. Amen.
God, I have those books already needing to go ahead and finish the work that I need to do with them. I receive that.
And may they go into international publication.
Yes, Lord.
International publication in other languages. Jesus, we need to get those books down in Africa. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Yes.
Shakaraba sotorekaba. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in Jesus' name.
Woo!
Ibo shata kende. God, oh, my God. God is doing something. This is a meeting of generals. God has called, as it were, a conference with us this day to reveal to us some things that he has on his table. So this is a meeting of generals, as it were, to give us an agenda of what God is saying to these people. And we can go back to his sheep and declare what he has told us at this conference, at the meeting of generals, glory to God, and then we can declare it to his people, the sheep.
Yes.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. But truly he has fed us this day, and may he continue to feed us with manna from on high, and may we continue to do one thing and one thing only, obey the Lord with all our heart, with all our might, and with all our strength.
Man of God, I'm speaking over you even now, that there will be an organization. There will be not an organization, but a kingdom gathering, a kingdom covering of generals that you will mobilize and bring together for the glory of God. Hallelujah. And impart into them just as you imparted into us today. Glory to God. I don't know when and how, but it shall take place in the days to come. You'll find yourselves, glory to God, mobilizing generals of faith, the generals in the kingdom of God, imparted into them as you have done to us this day, the strength, the encouragement, glory to God. Glory to God. They will go into their next levels and next move of the Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe God, and I know that God has set you apart for such a time as this.
Yes.
An apostolic covering. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To counsel with God's servants, with God's generals, men and women. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shall come and be and impart that fresh water, that fresh rain, that strengthening that they need. Hallelujah. To even go out and finish the work that God started with them. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I declare that and decree it over you. Hallelujah. Not saying an organization, but hallelujah. Glory to God. A kingdom gathering of women. Hallelujah. That need to embrace this fresh mantle, this outpouring of the Holy Spirit that has taken place on this line. And all of us on this line, from Pastor Evangelist Adrian and the apostles and evangelists on this line, we will I know that we'll be a part of that. We're the first gathering.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. There will be a gathering. And I'm just going to say, it will be affirming and reaffirming and restoring one that is even fallen. Glory to God. Will be a part, will come. Hallelujah. Will be restored and strengthened through this anointing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I know you for this, but this should also be like sort of like membership, and God will give you, put it together for your membership, and those that they shall begin to sow seed into the work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Into the work that God has called you to do and will cause a great harvest and return on both ends. Glory to God, on yours and theirs, in Jesus' name.
My God, I receive that. I receive that, woman of God, in Jesus' name.
Solid counsel.
Yes, yes.
Like an apostolic council.
My God from heaven.
Yes, yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
You know, I'll tell you a secret. Pastor Benny Hinn, after a meeting, he invited us back to the chambers. Him, Pastor Dick Burnell, there was Young E Cho from South Korea was there, Pastor Fred Springs from South Africa, he was there. So there were a lot of international pastors that were back there. And Pastor Benny came and sat next to me on the couch. And he looked at me deep in the eyes, and he leaned over very quietly and said, "Apostle," and got up and walked away.
That's where apostle, that's what it is.
Oh God, I tried to get away from it, but I submit to it today in Jesus' name.
It's there. There'll be I don't like to use the word organization, for lack of a better word.
Yes.
Kingdom.
Yeah.
So, and the Lord will give you the word from it, but it is an apostolic covering, an apostolic affirming, an apostolic more of a, even protection.
Wow, yes.
For many of my servants have gone in their own way, says the Spirit of God. And they have lost their way. For I am raising up in this hour to restore my men and women of my spirit and my power that's upon their lives, that they may fulfill the will of God in this last hour, says the Spirit of God.
Amen, amen. I accept it in Jesus' name. Wow. This has been awesome. Apostle, yeah. I love you, respect you, I look forward to meeting you. Leave your number with our host, and I'll get it from her, and I'll contact. As a matter of fact, everyone leave your number because I want to stay in contact with each of you. This is something great the Lord is beginning, and I want to remain in fellowship with all of you.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise God.
Yes, ministerial fellowship.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Ministerial fellowship of the Apostolic Council.
So it has been said, so let it be written. So let it be done.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. And preached here today, you have heard the apostolic doctrine preached, the doctrine. We've been talking about the Acts of the Apostles, and this is our 13th and truly God have used Minister Michael Davis to minister to us in a way that, hey, all we could do is say yes, Lord, and he speaks. Mightily as he did today, it's really nothing else left. You know, all we need to do is to see that word in our spirit, govern ourselves by it, and be attentive to what we have heard on today.
Amen. I'm a
little man.
Amen.
Elevation, do you have anything to say?
No, I'm the Lord has done it all, and I just say thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done. And may we carry this deposit that you've put in us and protect it and guard the anointing. Guard the anointing. In Jesus' name.
All I have to say is, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. And
amen.
That is everything, the Holy Spirit truly had its full manifestation on this broadcast, just full amount anointed. And my blessings and prayers to you, man of God.
Yes, thank you.
My continual blessings and prayers upon you. God bless you. And everyone else that is on the line, the prophet of faith, Faithful, Sister Faithful, everyone that is on this line, God bless each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen.
Another caller came in a little late, area code 919. Last four of the number is 0036.
Praise the Lord. This is Minister Mims, and I just wanted to say thank God for this prayer ministry. Thank God for the man of God and everyone in their respective places. And I just thank God for, you know, what you're doing. And I just praise God for his Holy Spirit. I praise God for the anointing. I praise God for the revelation. I thank God for it all. And I just thank you for, you know, being obedient and carrying out what God has given us to you in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Last week, I don't know what day it was or who last week, and the Lord had me to call, to put it in my spirit to call Minister Michael Davis. And I don't know who was speaking. When did I call you, Minister Mike? I don't even remember. But
I think it was Friday.
I called you Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Dr. Singleton was speaking on Friday. So immediately afterwards, the Lord dealt with me to call him. And he comes on the line periodically, but the Lord said, call him. And
thank you, Jesus.
On Monday. So it was God. It was God. It was God. It was God.
is all I can say. We see area code 832, and the last four of your number is 8068. Can you read it?
Yes, Pastor. I'm just here to listen. I just thank God for y'all. And my name is Doris out of Houston. I was just sitting back and listening.
Doris, can you hold on 1 second, please?
Yes, sir.
The woman of God that just called, that just hung up, the previous caller, I want you, if you're still listening, I want you to turn around three times. The Lord said he's going to turn it all around for you. He's going to turn it around in your favor. Some things are about to turn around in your life. Some chains are about to fall off.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
In the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Okay. And are you in ministry now?
Yes, I go to a church, yes.
Okay, that's good. And what has God called you to do, dear lady?
He's opened my eyes to see in the spirit. He has, I tell the truth where, you know, they don't like it. I don't disrespect anybody. Mm-hmm. I tell stories. I'll go up to people and just tell a story about my life. I don't know why. I just throw on a particular story.
Mm-hmm.
And that
that I would be called to go up and tell people the truth.
God, hallelujah.
Okay. Can I say a short prayer for you, please?
Yes.
Jesus, every hurt that this woman has experienced, every pain, every sense of rejection in her heart, Lord, I just pray that you heal every wound, heal every scar, release your love to her in such a way that she has never experienced your love before. Embrace her with your love. Encompass her, engulf her, surround her with your love from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Fill her with your love and let your love just permeate out of her even as she speaks, even as she talks, and let every scar and every wound be completely healed with your love.
Hallelujah.
Even now, Lord, I ask in Jesus' holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
There it is.
Bless you all. We're going to put the rules in the coffee jar. Put the rules in.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody on the line. I got on late. I don't know. The Lord just woke me up. I just haven't felt good because you told me that he was going to speak, Pastor Davidson. And I got up at 2:15, I say, 2:15, so I got on the broadcast, and I feel the anointing. I don't have anything to say about the word, but I know it's powerful. Anytime you speak God's word, and you go into the Acts of the Apostle. So I just praise the Lord, because hearing the other, the saints, and the anointing that's flowing when he says, wait a minute, let me get back and talk to you. So it's not of his anointing like in the book of Acts.
Yes.
Is about
yes.
Jesus anointing. So I just thought that he woke me up at this time because I haven't been feeling as well in my body and all go through that. But anyway, I know he's a healer. But I just thank you, Pastor Davidson, for the obedience and the anointing that the Lord has gave you to carry on to his precious people. Praise the Lord.
Mother Ruby, what's wrong with you?
Oh, I don't know. I say, the doctors say nothing. But I think what happened is my daughter passed away a year and a half ago, so I'm sort of in a place. She wasn't sick outward, but probably she was sick inward, but I never thought that she would leave. You know, a mother don't want the children to leave before them. And I didn't know. One minute I'm one way, the next minute I'm another way, and I know it's all of that. So I'm just believing that the Lord will heal me and deliver me, because I trust God. I know it's real. I know He's real. He took it, but it's in my heart. My heart is still broken. So praise.
Okay, God. Mother Ruby, I want you to repeat these words after me, please. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I release it.
I release it.
To you.
To you.
Right now.
Right now.
I put it in your hands.
Put it in your hands.
And I don't take it back.
And I don't take it back.
I trust you now.
Spirit of peace, Spirit of peace. The Holy Ghost arrests the Spirit of peace. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's it. He's doing it now. He's doing it now.
Yes, he is.
Doing it now.
Spirit of peace. I breathe on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Father.
There's a newness, said God.
Jesus.
Let me do this new thing in you.
Hallelujah. There it is, right there. Thank you, Father.
That's it.
We give you the glory, Lord.
Give the glory.
Cast your cares upon me, for I am God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. I send strength to you this day.
Thank you, Father.
Strength. Now. It's happening right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you.
Thank you. The curse is broken.
Thank you, Jesus. And saints, this is why it's so important that we let go. That we wrote that prayer down. Jesus, I release it to you. Right?
I release it to you.
I put it in your hands.
Yes.
And I don't take it back.
That's it.
I trust you. Now, I wrote it down.
This is
so important that we release it to him that way, because after you released it, the fresh anointing came in.
Come on. That's it.
Your glory.
Thank you,
Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's like something damming up the well.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Once you remove the rocks off the well, the water is so fresh again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Move the rocks off the well so the fresh living water can flow once again. Places, hallelujah, to heal our souls. Lord God. Yes, Lord, right now, Father. Hallelujah. I release everything in my life, Father. Glory to
Amen.
God. Right now, Father, I put it in your hands, whatever it be. And I won't take it back, Father. I release my children, my sons and my daughters. I release your ministry. You have it on me, Father.
Yes.
Holy God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Apostle Johnson, oh, look, unmute us.
muted his line. Apostle Johnson, God bless you.
Amen. Grace and peace to all again. We do honor the Spirit of Christ and everything that God is doing on this day, because truly God is awesome and great and mighty. When you come together in unity and in strength, you can only expect the miracles of Christ. That's the reason why the Benny Hinn Crusades and everything else are very successful, because people come with a great expectation. And when we come to the line with a great expectation to hear the word, to minister to each other, to watch the things happen that God is doing and saying within this hour, to watch the things that we're looking for and we're looking to experience, that's when we realize and see the more that God is doing and allowing his glory to just shine so mightily in us. I'm just excited today about everything he's doing and all of his people. I thank God for the deliverance that is taking place on today. I thank God for that shackle being broken, because I saw that being a generational curse to her. I saw that being something that had happened to another family member of hers as well, that somebody had died before, and that same spirit sat dormant and caused that person to be bitter and to be down. But today we cancel that assignment, and we send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. And I'm excited just about what God is doing and in his glory and his power within this hour. So I just want to encourage the people of God, let's stay on one accord. Let's keep this Pentecostal type anointing moving and flowing. When we stay on one accord, look at the things that God can do and the manifestation of what God does and what's happening in this hour. So I'm just excited the more. I encourage you all to just continue to walk with God. Man of God, I encourage you to stay on the plow. Keep your hands to the plow and do whatever and say whatever God has called you to do in this time, because suddenly you have been set apart for such a time like this. And I'm excited about you, your ministry, and everything that God is doing throughout you. I just encourage you today, man of God, to know that the blessings are falling upon your life.
I receive it. I receive it, man.
I declare the more, the more, the more, the more, the more, even before day is over, I see that something is breaking loose. A miracle is happening. Financial doors opening. Everything that we want and you wanting and needing in this hour, God says, I'm manifesting it and I'm allowing it to happen. It's there, it's there, it's so. And so, I'm excited today. I'm not going to belay the time, but I'm excited about his glory and his power, because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, would I be? Where would I be in an hour like this? Where would I be in a time like this if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side?
Thank you, Jesus. I receive it, Apostle. I like that guy. I like that guy. Woo! He's anointed. I like him. Thank you, Jesus. I receive that word from the Lord. I want to thank God, first of all, for everything he said and done. I want everyone to know that this is only the work of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus gets all the glory, all the credit, all the honor. There's been a mighty wave of deliverance only because God saw that the people needed it. God has answered prayer today. This is a result of the people of God, the leaders of God, seeking God and him responding in kind. God is proving to us now that the prophecies are no longer going to be prolonged. But they shall be answered speedily. The time length of the prophecies will now be shortened because the day of the Lord is soon approaching. There are certain things on God's agenda that must take place. That's why things now must be expedited. So I want to encourage everyone to begin to expect miracles in their life. And according to your faith, be it unto you. Begin to expect miracles in your life. My God, I really sense a strong anointing of deliverance in this final, in these final minutes. And where there is strong deliverance, there's also strong restoration. So, Father, I pray over your people that you will restore the years that the locust, the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar had eaten up. You will restore all to your people speedily, that they will not have to wait years and months, but in days the news and the turnaround and the recovery would begin to manifest, that they will know that this is the work of the Lord. And we give you glory for everything. We cancel every assignment of Satan, every plot, every scheme, and every trick, and every wile of the devil. We cancel his assignment against our lives. We nail it to the cross. And we call it final. That it cannot be changed, altered, hindered, or reversed. In the name of Jesus. For no one can curse whom God have blessed. And I call your people blessed today. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm done. Thank you. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all. We certainly appreciate everyone speaking with us throughout the And I certainly pray that everyone has received something from the Lord. So we'll see you on tomorrow.
You guys leave your phone numbers.
I certainly will get those numbers.
Amen.
Davis. Amen.
Yeah, put them, send them to my email.
What is it?
Send them to my email. Send those numbers that you get to my email.
I certainly will.
Okay, that's good enough. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
We appreciate you coming on, and certainly you have an open invitation to come and minister to us down for the men.
I receive that. God bless you.
Falling in love, falling in love, falling in love.